Prophecy of Jeremias, chapter 25. The prophet foretells the 70 years captivity, and after that the destruction of Babylon and other nations. The word that came to Jeremias concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Joachim, the son of Josias, king of Judah, the same as the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremias the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, From the 13th year of Josias, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, until this day, this is the 23rd year. The word of the Lord hath come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising before day and speaking, and you have not hearkened. And the Lord hath sent to you all his servants the prophets, rising early and sending, and you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ears to hear. When he said, Return ye every one from his evil way, and from your wicked devices, and you shall dwell in the land which the Lord hath given to you, and your fathers for ever and ever. And go not after strange gods to serve them, and adore them, nor provoke me to wrath by the works of your hands, and I will not afflict you. And you have not heard me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, Behold, I will send and take all the kindreds of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all the nations that are round about it, and I will destroy them, and make them an astonishment and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. And I will take away from them the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the mill, and the light of the lamp. And all this land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and all these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And when the 70 years shall be expired, I will punish the king of Babylon, and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it perpetual desolations, and I will bring upon that land all my words, that I have spoken against it, all that is written in this book, all that Jeremias hath prophesied against all nations. For they have served them, whereas they were many nations and great kings, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their hands. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take the cup of wine of this fury at my hand, and thou shalt make all the nations to drink thereof, unto which I shall send thee. And they shall drink, and be troubled, and be mad because of the sword, which I shall send among them. And I took the cup at the hand of the Lord, and I presented it to all the nations to drink of it, to which the Lord sent me. To it Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, and an astonishment, and a hissing, and a curse, as it is at this day. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all in general, all the kings of the land of Alcetes, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ascalon, and Gaza, and Acharon, and the remnant of Azotus, and Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the land of the islands that are beyond the sea, and Dedan, and Thema, and Buz, and all that have their hair cut round, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the west that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zambri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north far and near, every one against his brother, and all the kingdoms of the earth which are upon the face thereof, and the king of Sisak shall drink after them. Thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Drink ye, and be drunken, and vomit, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I shall send among you. And if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Drinking you shall drink. For behold, I begin to bring evil on the city wherein my name is called upon. And shall you be as innocent and escape free? You shall not escape free. For I will call for the sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. And thou shalt prophesy unto them all these words, and thou shalt say to them, The Lord shall roar from on high, and shall utter his voice from his holy habitation. Roaring he shall roar upon the place of his beauty. The shout, as it were, of them that tread grapes shall be given out against all the inhabitants of the earth. The noise is come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord entereth into judgment with the nations. He entereth into judgment with all flesh. The wicked I have delivered up to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall go forth from the ends of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end thereof. They shall not be lamented, and they shall not be gathered up, nor buried. They shall lie as dung upon the face of the earth. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and sprinkle yourselves with ashes, ye leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and your dispersion are accomplished, and you shall fall like precious vessels. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to save themselves. A voice of the cry of the shepherds, and a howling of the principal of the flock, because the Lord hath wasted their pastures. And the fields of peace have been silent because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He hath forsaken his covert as the lion, for the land is laid waste because of the wrath of the dove, and because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Chapter 26. The prophet is apprehended and accused by the priests, but discharged by the princes. In the beginning of the reign of Joachim, the son of Josias, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Stand in the court of the house of the Lord, and speak to all the cities of Judah, out of which they come to adore in the house of the Lord, all the words which I have commanded thee to speak unto them. Leave not out one word. If so be they will hearken, and be converted every one from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil that I think to do unto them for the wickedness of their doings. And thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord, If you will not hearken to me to walk in my law, which I have given you, to give ear to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent to you rising up early, and sending, and you have not hearkened, I will make this house like Silo, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold on him, saying, Let him be put to death. Why hath he prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house shall be like Silo, and this city shall be made desolate, without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered together against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. And the princes of Judah heard these words, and they went up from the king's house into the house of the Lord, and sat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and to all the people, saying, The judgment of death is for this man, because he hath prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes, and to all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy concerning this house, and concerning this city, and all the words that you have heard. Now therefore amend your ways, and your doings, and hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath spoken against to you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me what is good and right in your eyes. But know ye, and understand, that if you put me to death, you will shed innocent blood against your own selves and against this city and the inhabitants thereof. For in truth the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Then the princes and all the people said to the priests and to the prophets, There is no judgment of death for this man, for he hath spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. And some of the ancients of the land rose up, and they spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micaiah of Morasthai was a prophet in the days of Ezekiah, king of Judah. And he spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall be a heap of stones, and the mountain of the house the high places of woods. Did Ezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah condemn him to death? Did they not fear the Lord and beseech the face of the Lord? And the Lord repented of the evil that he had spoken against them? Therefore we are doing a great evil against our souls. There was also a man that prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urias the son of Shimei of Kiriathiram. And he prophesied against this city and against this land, according to all the words of Jeremias. And Joachim and all his men in power and his princes heard these words. And the king sought to put him to death. And Urias heard it, and was afraid, and fled, and went into Egypt. And King Joachim sent men into Egypt, Elnathan the son of Achabor, and men with him into Egypt. And they brought Urias out of Egypt, and brought him to King Joachim, and he slew him with a sword, and he cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. So the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremias, that he should not be delivered into the hands of the people to put him to death. Chapter 27. The prophet sends chains to divers kings, signifying that they must bend their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon. The vessels of the temple shall not be brought back till all the rest are carried away. In the beginning of the reign of Joachim, the son of Josias, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremias from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord to me, Make thee bands and chains, and thou shalt put them on thy neck, and thou shalt send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the children of Ammon, and to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers that are come to Jerusalem, to Sedecius, the king of Judah. And thou shalt command them to speak to their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall you say to your masters, I made the earth, and the men, and the beasts that are upon the face of the earth, by my great power, and by my stretched out arm, and I have given it to whom it seemed good in my eyes. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. Moreover also the beasts of the field I have given him to serve him. And all nations shall serve him, and his son, and his son's son, till the time come for his land and himself, and many nations and great kings shall serve him. But the nation and the kingdom that will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and whosoever will not bend his neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, I will visit upon that nation with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, saith the Lord, till I consume them by his hand. Therefore hearken not to your prophets, and diviners, and dreamers, and soothsayers, and sorcerers, that say to you, You shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy lies to you, to remove you far from your country, and cast you out, and to make you perish. But the nation that shall bend down their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and shall serve him, I will let them remain in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it, and dwell in it. And I spoke to Sedecius, the king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bend down your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and you shall live. Why will you die, thou and thy people, by the sword, and by famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord hath spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Hearken not to the words of the prophets that say to you, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they tell you a lie. For I have not sent them, saith the Lord, and they prophesy in my name falsely, to drive you out, and that you may perish, both you and the prophets that prophesy to you. I spoke also to the priests and to this people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hearken not to words of your prophets that prophesy to you, saying, Behold, the vessels of the Lord shall now in a short time be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Therefore hearken not to them, but serve the king of Babylon, that you may live. Why should this city be given up to desolation? But if they be prophets, and the word of the Lord be in them, let them interpose themselves before the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which were left in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem, may not go to Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts to the pillars, and to the sea, and to the bases, and to the rest of the vessels that remain in the city, which Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, did not take, when he carried away Jeconias, the son of Joachim, the king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the great men of Judah and Jerusalem. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to the vessels that are left in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah and Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I will cause them to be brought, and to be restored in this place. Chapter 28. The false prophecy of Hananias. He dies that same year, as Jeremias foretold. And it came to pass in that year, in the beginning of the reign of Sedecius, king of Judah, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, that Hananias, the son of Azur, a prophet of Gabon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord before the priests and all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon, as yet 2 years of days, and I will cause all the vessels of the house of the Lord to be brought back into this place, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place, and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconias, the son of Joachim, king of Judah, and all the captives of Judah that are gone to Babylon, saith the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. And Jeremias the prophet said to Hananias the prophet in the presence of the priests, and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. And Jeremias the prophet said, Amen. The Lord do so. Lord, perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, that the vessels may be brought again into the house of the Lord, and all the captives may return out of Babylon to this place. Nevertheless, hear this word that I speak in thy ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee from the beginning, and have prophesied concerning many countries and concerning great kingdoms, of war and of affliction and of famine, the prophet that prophesied peace, when his word shall come to pass, the prophet shall be known, whom the Lord hath sent in truth. And Hananias the prophet took the chain from the neck of Jeremias the prophet and broke it. And Hananias spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Even so I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, after 2 full years, from off the neck of all the nations. And Jeremias the prophet went his way. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremias, after that Hananias the prophet had broken the chain from off the neck of Jeremias the prophet, saying, Go and tell Hananias, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken chains of wood, and thou shalt make for them chains of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations to serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. Moreover, also I have given him the beasts of the earth. And Jeremias the prophet said to Hananias the prophet, Hear now, Hananias, the Lord hath not sent thee, and thou hast made this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will send thee away from off the face of the earth. This year shalt thou die, for thou hast spoken against the Lord. And Hananias the prophet died in that year, in the seventh month. Chapter 29. Jeremias writeth to the captives in Babylon, exhorting them to be easy there, and not to hearken to false prophets, that they shall be delivered after 70 years. But those that remain in Jerusalem shall perish by the sword, famine, and pestilence. And that Achab, Sedecius, and Semaias, false prophets, shall die miserably. Now these are the words of the letter which Jeremias the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the residue of the ancients that were carried into captivity, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconias, the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, and the princes of Judah, and of Jerusalem, and the craftsmen, and the engravers, were departed out of Jerusalem, by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemarius, the son of Helcias, whom Sedecius, king of Judah, sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant orchards, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, and let them bear sons and daughters, and be ye multiplied there, and be not few in number. I seek the peace of the city to which I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray to the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall be your peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Let not your prophets that are in the midst of you, and your diviners deceive you, and give no heed to your dreams which you dream. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name, and I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, When the 70 years shall begin to be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you, and I will perform my good word in your favor to bring you again to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of affliction, to give you an end and patience. And you shall call upon me, and you shall go, and you shall pray to me, and I will hear you. You shall seek me, and shall find me, when you shall seek me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, saith the Lord, and I will bring back your captivity, and I will gather you out of all nations, and from all the places to which I have driven you out, saith the Lord, and I will bring you back from the place to which I caused you to be carried away captive. Because you have said, The Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon. For thus saith the Lord to the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and to all the people that dwell in this city, to your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will send upon them the sword, and the famine, and the pestilence, and I will make them like bad figs that cannot be eaten, because they are very bad. And I will persecute them with a sword, and with famine, and with the pestilence, and I will give them up unto affliction to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, and an astonishment, and a hissing, and reproach to all the nations to which I have driven them out, because they have not hearkened to my word, saith the Lord, which I sent to them by my servants the prophets, rising by night and sending. And you have not heard, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent out from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to Achab, the son of Colias, and to Sedecius, the son of Messias, who prophesy unto you in my name falsely. Behold, I will deliver them up into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and he shall kill them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah that are in Babylon, saying, The Lord make thee like Sedecius, and like Achab, whom the king of Babylon fried in the fire, because they have acted folly in Israel, and have committed adultery with the wives of their friends, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I commanded them not. I am the judge and the witness, saith the Lord. And to Semaias the Nehelamite, thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because thou hast sent letters in thy name to all the people that are in Jerusalem, and to Sophonias, the son of Messias, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, The Lord hath made thee priest instead of Joiada, the priest, that thou shouldst be ruler in the house of the Lord, over every man that raveth and prophesieth, to put him in the stocks and into prison. And now, why hast thou not rebuked Jeremias, the Anathothite, who prophesied to you? For he hath also sent to us in Babylon, saying, It is a long time, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruits of them. So Sophonias the priest read this letter in the hearing of Jeremias the prophet. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremias, saying, Send to all them of the captivity, saying, Thus saith the Lord to Semaias the Nehelamite, because Semaias hath prophesied to you, and I sent him not, and hath caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will visit upon Semaias the Nehelamite, and upon his seed, he shall not have a man to sit in the midst of this people, and he shall not see the good that I will do to my people, saith the Lord, because he hath spoken treason against the Lord. Chapter 30. God will deliver his people from their captivity. Christ shall be their king, and his church shall be glorious forever. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken to thee in a book. For behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land which I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord hath spoken to Israel and to Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of terror. There is fear and no peace. Ask ye and see if a man bear children. Why then have I seen every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces are turned yellow? Alas, for that day is great, neither is there the like to it. And it is the time of tribulation to Jacob, but he shall be saved out of it. And it came to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst his bands, and strangers shall no more rule over him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. Therefore, fear thou not, my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from a country afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be at rest, and abound with all good things, and there shall be none whom he may fear. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. For I will utterly consume all the nations, among which I have scattered thee. But I will not utterly consume thee, but I will chastise thee in judgment, that thou mayest not seem to thyself innocent. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, thy wound is very grievous. There is none to judge thy judgment, to bind it up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, and will not seek after thee. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with a cruel chastisement. By reason of the multitude of thy iniquities, thy sins are hardened. Why criest thou for thy affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable. For the multitude of thy iniquity and for thy hardened sins, I have done these things to thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thy enemies shall be carried into captivity, and they that waste thee shall be wasted, and all that prey upon thee I will give for a prey. For I will close up thy scar, and will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they have called thee, O Zion, an outcast. This is she that hath none to seek after her. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of the pavilions of Jacob, and will have pity on his houses. And the city shall be built in her high place, and the temple shall be founded according to the order thereof. And out of them shall come forth praise, and the voice of them that play, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be made a few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be lessened. And their children shall be as from the beginning, and clear assembly shall be permanent before me, and I will visit against all that afflict them. And their leaders shall be of themselves, and their prince shall come forth from the midst of them, and I will bring him near, and he shall come to me. For who is this that setteth his heart to approach me, saith the Lord? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord, his fury going forth a violent storm, it shall rest upon the head of the wicked. The Lord will not turn away the wrath of his indignation till he have executed and performed the thought of his heart. In the latter days you shall understand these things. Chapter 31. The restoration of Israel. Rachel shall cease from mourning. The new covenant, the church shall never fail. At that time, saith the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people that were left and escaped from the sword found grace in the desert. Israel shall go to his rest. The Lord hath appeared from afar to me. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore have I drawn thee, taking pity on thee. And I will build thee again, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy timbrels, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vineyards in the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and they shall not gather the vintage before the time. For there shall be a day in which the watchmen on Mount Ephraim shall say, Arise, and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, Rejoice ye in the joy of Jacob, and neigh before the head of the Gentiles. Shout ye and sing, and say, Save, O Lord, thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and will gather them from the ends of the earth. And among them shall be the blind, and the lame, the woman with child, and she that is bringing forth together, a great company of them returning hither. They shall come with weeping, and I will bring them back in mercy, and I will bring them through the torrents of waters in a right way, and they shall not stumble in it. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it to the islands that are afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and he will keep him as the shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and delivered him out of the hand of one that was mightier than he. And they shall come, and shall give praise in Mount Zion, and they shall flow together to the good things of the Lord. For the corn and wine and oil, and the increase of cattle and herds, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall be hungry no more. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, the young men and old men together, and I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them joyful after their sorrow. And I will fill the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be filled with my good things, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard on high of lamentation, of mourning and weeping, of Rachel weeping for her children, and refusing to be comforted for them, because they are not. Thus saith the Lord, let thy voice cease from weeping, and thy eyes from tears, for there is a reward for thy work, saith the Lord. They shall return out of the land of the enemy. And there is hope for thy last end, saith the Lord, and the children shall return to their own borders. Hearing, I heard Ephraim, when he went into captivity, Thou hast chastised me, and I was instructed, as a young bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Convert me, and I shall be converted, for thou art the Lord thy God. For after thou didst convert me, I did penance, and after thou didst show unto me, I struck my thigh. I am confounded and ashamed because I have borne the reproach of my youth. Surely Ephraim is an honorable son to me, surely he is a tender child, for since I spoke of him, I will still remember him. Therefore are my bowels troubled for him, pitying I will pity him, saith the Lord. Set thee up a watchtower, make to thee bitterness, direct thy heart into the right way wherein thou hast walked. Return, O Virgin of Israel, return to these thy cities. How long wilt thou be dissolute in deliciousness, O wandering daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing upon the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. As yet shall they say this word in the land of Judah, and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring back their captivity. The Lord bless thee, the beauty of justice, the holy mountain. And Judah and all his cities shall dwell therein together, the husbandmen, and they that drive the flocks. For I have inebriated the weary soul, and I have filled every hungry soul. Upon this I was, as it were, awaked out of a sleep, and I saw, and my sleep was sweet to me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of men, and with the seed of beasts. And as I have watched over them to pluck up and to throw down, and to scatter and destroy and afflict, so will I watch over them to build up and to plant them, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the teeth of the children are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that shall eat the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers, in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, the covenant which they made void, and I had dominion over them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will give my law in their bowels, and I will write it in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them even to the greatest, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, who giveth the sun for the light of the day, the order of the moon and of the stars for the light of the night, who stirreth up the sea, and the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If these ordinances shall fail before me, saith the Lord, then also the seed of Israel shall fail, so as not to be a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I also will cast away all the seed of Israel, for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the cities shall be built to the Lord, from the tower of Hanameel, even to the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall go out farther in his sight upon the hill Gareb, and it shall compass Goatha, and the whole valley of dead bodies and of ashes, and all the country of death, even to the torrent Kidron, and to the corner of the horse gate towards the east, the holy of the Lord, it shall not be plucked up, and it shall not be destroyed any more forever. End of side one.